Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 48B, Authority in Religion. One of the most pressing questions in the religious world centers on the issue of authority. What shall we accept as our authority? To whom or what shall we appeal for the last word on religious questions? Upon what shall we base our beliefs and actions, spiritually speaking? Every person interested in religion must come face to face with this concern sooner or later. Consider the Jewish leaders who once approached Jesus with much the same question. By what authority dost thou these things? They asked him in Luke 20, verse 2. Or, who is he that gave thee this authority? Jesus answered their question with a question of his own. He said in verse 3, I will also ask you one thing, and answer me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? With this one question, Jesus put his finger squarely on the problem of authority. He shows us that there are also two possible answers to such a question. By what authority do you do these things? Well, Jesus said, answer me this question and you've answered yours. Did John baptize by the authority of heaven or the authority of men? This is the bottom line, so to speak, of the question of authority. There is no middle ground. There is no third choice. Authority in religious matters either comes from God or it comes from man. When reduced to its lowest form, as Jesus did here, it becomes very easy to see that authority ought to be left with God, not man. John baptized by the authority of heaven, John 1:6. Speaking of John the Baptist, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Jesus, likewise, did his works by the authority of heaven. And is it not reasonable that we should also look to heaven for the authority, for the commands and precepts by which we live the Christian life? It is more than reasonable. It is God's desire. God said of Jesus, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Matthew 17:5. The Apostle Peter, in Acts 3:22 and 23, quoted from Moses, Deuteronomy 18:15-19, and he said, For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass, that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Now Peter said, in Acts 3, that prophet Moses spoke of was Jesus. And notice very carefully, you must hear that prophet or be destroyed, he said. God expects then that all authority in religious matters be left with his son Jesus, even as he said, Matthew 28:18. He even says that we cannot escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, Hebrews 12:25. Of course, the teaching of Christ was delivered through the apostles. Paul, in particular, spoke of the source of that doctrine and told us what he did with it in Ephesians 3:3-4. How that by revelation he, in other words Christ, made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. By that process, of course, the entire New Testament was written. Let's put all of this down in simple language. To gain God's approval, we must believe and do only those things we can read of in the New Testament, the words of Christ. If our religious belief or practice cannot be found there, then in reality we have no authority for it. God has placed warnings throughout his Bible emphasizing this. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Psalms 127:1. In vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Matthew 15:9. and perhaps the most telling, Matthew 15:13, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. The truth, and only the truth, can make you free. John 8:32. The gospel, and only the gospel, is God's power unto salvation. Romans 1:16. Religious authority, it is found in the New Testament, and there alone. Don't listen to men who contradict the Bible. They have no authority to do so. The message.